it's working, okay.
Okay.
Okay, now we had, well, let's.
We were talking about the servants, how much hired help you had, what you.
Yeah.
You know, we had the washwoman in the backyard.
Yeah, what I was interested in was your contact with black people in general.
Yes.
To how extensive it was. I assume you were probably brought up by a mammy or.
It was for always.
Uh-huh.
You started out as a young child with a nurse that took you to the park. Now, since there were three of us, two girls and a boy, that meant two nurses. The boy was the first in two generations, so he had to have a separate nurse.
Uh-huh.
She sometimes went to a different park, you know, so mm-hmm. he wouldn't play with the girls.
Mm.
I don't think he ever played with anybody. And
what
then,
parks did you go to around here?
Oh, then it was a very beautiful park, May Park, just around the corner. In front of what's now the jail. It's one of the biggest parks in the city.
Oh, really?
And was a very beautiful park. Oh, you could walk to the river, which is not far.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful to walk along the riverbank, you know, because we didn't have that levee until, I'm sure, the late, maybe 1920, they started building the levee, but by that time it didn't have a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were growing up,
you went there?
There were fountains in the middle of the green. That was nice to sit there.
Along
the park,
Main Street.
Yes. And we called it a park in a way because
uh-huh.
it was always full of children and nurses.
Uh-huh.
Now, then the washwoman came once a week and she spent the day. She washed in the morning, dried the clothes, ironed them in the afternoon, and then went home. And then the one that came for us walked across the bridge, walked across the Spanish River because she lived in Carolina.
Huh.
And we had her forever.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness, I think.
So that was a good little walk.
She hasn't been, well, yeah, it was, right. But then when you're used to walking, it's not a walk. And how else would you get up? That many years ago.
In those days, people walked a great deal more, didn't they?
Yeah. You wouldn't have any way to ride. Now, there was one woman that came, and we always called her Gooseberry Mammy. It's interesting that you never really knew some of the names. Now, of course, and I think maybe because of my father being Canadian, that we always called our nurses Miss.
Mm.
Miss Catherine, Miss Maggie.
Oh, you did?
Miss Josie was a washwoman.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it was easy enough to stick with that because
mm-hmm.
I know her mother, her daughter came over and said Mama had died, and my aunts called me and said, you have to go get a black hat and a veil and take it over to Ida because Josie died. And I had to go shopping for her and take it over and all that kind of stuff. And that was certainly in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So she was old.
Mm-hmm.
But you kept up with them. They didn't let go of you. That's the thing. You know,
uh-huh.
something was going on.
Uh-huh.
She had a prescription that she couldn't get filled.
Yeah.
Well, we just filled it at the drugstore and thought nothing of it because she had given so much time that you were just glad in the end that you got older yourself to do something for her. When I'm sure that when my aunts and my mother were young, they just went off and left her doing all the washing and all the ironing because
sure.
that was her job.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there was a man to cut the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a man to take care of what we called our section at the cemetery. What is it?
I'm trying to stop that thing from there. I think, it's a resistance of my body against.
It's what?
It's my body coming against it that way.